This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Time for sports. There are 32 teams still left pirouetting in the big dance, the NCAA men's basketball tournament. NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman has been watching game after game after game after game. He's got a belly full of Fritos you wouldn't believe. He joins us now. How are you, Tom?
Oh, wait, dizzy, that's a... dizzy and full.
Thursday emphasized the madness in March Madness because they were a bunch of upsets, buzzer beaters, but was the natural order of things restored yesterday?
Yes, thankfully. Actually, not for fans, not thankfully.
But not
yes,
not for the Wofford Terriers, huh?
Exactly. Friday, it was relatively calm. The higher-seeded teams won 13 of 16 games. Compare that to Thursday's craziness. Half of the games played came down to the final possession. Real nail-biters. Seven games had lower-seeded teams beating higher-seeded teams. It was a great way to start the tournament.
So, like, what's going on with the Big East and the Pac-10, for that matter? Because a few prominent Big East teams lost. I'm thinking of Georgetown. I'm thinking of Louisville.
Yeah, Big East bad, Pac-10 good. You know, day one, the Big East teams lost three of four games, including Georgetown. And some experts and lots of office pool players had Georgetown making a run for the title. But the Hoyas were really off. They were completely outplayed by Ohio University, which finished ninth in the unheralded Mid-American Conference. And largely because of that game, the media talked about the demise of the Big East. But then yesterday, a bit of redemption. The Big East teams won three of their four games. Teams like Syracuse, West Virginia, and Pitt looked really strong. So we'll just have to see how the remaining teams do before judging whether the tournament was a Big East disaster. Now, conversely, the Pac-10, which came in without any expectation because it was a down year for that conference, has done well. California and University of Washington both won first-round games against Big East teams. And so, yeah, things are looking a little rosier there.
Hey, Tom, Secretary of Education Arne Duncan entered the tournament fray this weekend. Now, he's a former Harvard basketball player, and, of course, he shoots hoops with the basketball player-in-chief, President Obama. Mm-hmm. He proposed that the NCAA should bar any team from postseason play if it fails to graduate at least 40% of its players. This would leave some big-name teams out if taken to heart.
Like top-ranked Kentucky, which graduated only 31% of its players, according to a recent study. 12 teams in all wouldn't make the cut, according to Secretary of Education Duncan. You know, a lot of hardcore basketball fans are saying, oh, God, this is the time for hoops. Why bring this up? But, you know, for Duncan and for a lot of people, it is important. Maryland coach Gary Williams doesn't like the idea of this. His program graduated 8%. That was the lowest of the schools in this study. And he said several of his players have left school early to turn pro, and they're still playing, and they've made billions of dollars. And he said they didn't have their degrees yet. It all depends on how you measure success in life. And to which Duncan replies, and he said on ABC News, the overall majority of these players will never go on to make a dime playing basketball. They're making money for their universities, and they're not going to have anything to show for it.
Yeah. Let me just note some schools that are really distinguished. Xavier, 89%. Yeah. UC Santa Barbara, Oklahoma State, 82%. Pitt, 75%. You know, I have an honorary degree from Xavier, so we know it's not because they're more discriminating.
And I wonder if you ever ran into Sister Roseanne Fleming, who is the 77-year-old nun who has personally worked with the school's men's basketball players for the last 25 years, making sure they go to study hall every week, 2 hours per day on top of their regular practice. And the center for that team, Jason Love, said, she's really hard on you, but at the same time, you know, she's a gentle lady. She really cares about where you go after basketball. So if more of these schools had a Sister Rose, they may be doing better.
Women's tournament begins today. Any team to watch other than UConn?
Well, certainly. Two teams playing today, a perennial power Stanford and Tennessee, they have as good any chance as any team beating UConn. But really, UConn is the big story. Can the Huskies win the title and become the first women's team to go undefeated two straight seasons?
NPR's Tom Goldman. We'll see. Thanks.
You're welcome.